Hey everybody, welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your GM and narrator, and we are doing part of our side hustles of the syndicated Gambit storyline. We have three players today, but let's get started with them lightsaber checks. Cody.
This is Cody. For our returning listeners, I play the impulsive and dashing Yuno Shin. Our first lightsaber roll here is going to be, oh no, a natty one. Followed up by a three. And I'll hand you all over now to Fizzy.
Hello, I'm Fizzy. I am playing Jeremiah Sethry, otherwise known as D, a gunslinger, and we'll go ahead and see if we can stay in form for the lightsaber checks. We can indeed. Well, that's one natty one. And fortunately, we are not getting these consecutively, so it's going to be a good game. I am going to hand you off to Tags.
Hey guys. So it really threw me off because my real name is also Cody, and I was really thrown for a loop when someone else answered. I am playing Dave. His name's Dave Makari. You'll learn more about him as he goes. I'm going to leave it at that just for the fun of it. And for the lightsaber checks, it was not a nat one. Now I feel like I'm left out. But nope, I got a 5 and a 7.
All single digits. Oh no, guys.
No, don't worry. You got all the bad rolls out before the game started.
That's not how it works here.
We're going to kind of do a little bit of adding in the Blades from the Dark option of if you have a moment where you want to try to say like, oh, I put a gun in the toilet before I got here kind of thing. We could definitely do that. You're just going to have to make skill checks to see if it succeeded in the past to be ready for the future, if that makes sense.
100%.
The mission that you are currently on is to hopefully remove and kidnap the Amon scientist who created the Blink Paths. You know his name is Bardu Bar. From the information that Yuno has been getting from members of the Gelatinous Cube Gang, as well as contacts in the city, it looks like there is a special black site or location on top of a 3-story building off of the main light rail. You know that there's a guy who stays usually in the last light rail car, that once they get to the 3rd-to-last stop, they use their card to exit through a back door from the light rail onto a maintenance stop. From there, it goes down a set of concrete stairs before a walkway that supposedly gets to the entrance of the secure site. We pick up the story here. Where are you guys starting at?
I probably meet them at the casino. It would be a good start.
We start this session off at the brand new opening here in Dusk Banter, Secrets of Makeith Casino.
All right, gentlemen, we got quite the task in front of us here. Anyone have any ideas or experience in how we can either follow and tail the individuals until the secure site, or do we want to intercept before they make their way to that site?
I feel like the best time to get anything is in transit, because he'll be overly secured before he leaves, and even more secured when he gets to where he needs to be. If we could get him before he gets on the light rail, it'd be even better. And then you hear, like, a phone start ringing, and he goes, I'm sorry, 1 second. And he reaches into his pocket and pulls out his HCOP, and he goes, hello, honey, I'm busy. Yes, I'm with him now. I love you too, bye. And he looks back and says, sorry about that. If we get him before he gets on the train, or right after he gets off, it would be best, because then there's not a building surrounding him, and people are not going to expect that, but that's just one idea. It's just spitballs, no bad ideas. And you guys are looking at Dave, and what you see is a guy with, like, short undercut white hair, with a shorter undercut of white hair, on an orange Hawaiian shirt, buttoned up in some khaki shorts, and nice loafers, and he's just kind of sitting there talking.
Do you have any experience in apprehending en route, or what's your expertise there, Dave?
My expertise is more along the lines of coming up with the plans and identifying the weaknesses inside logistical networks.
All right, D, what about you? What's your expertise here? Do you have any input on how we can apprehend him either on the light rail or before they make it to that door?
Well, I'm willing to give anything a shot. Pats his hip. He's a void, dressed in sort of motorcycle leathers and a duster, pretty average height. Moves slow, but also looks twitchy. I'd prefer to be not right up next to our quarry when we decide to act. I'm not sure if that makes public transit, well, in transit, the best time, but maybe during the switch would be good. Maybe getting on or off.
Dave, do you think with your shipping expertise, you could reach out to a couple contacts to see if we can figure out where on the light rail it stops? We could probably be there ahead of time and not even be on the light rail at all to be made.
I'm pretty sure I could easily do that. What does the room look like in here? Like, are we alone in the room and all that?
Yeah, it's going to be a private office at the casino, is in. He's behind a desk with you guys there in front of him as we're planning it out.
Okay, cool, in the room. Cool. Fancy. Okay. Yeah, let me go make some phone calls, and I will see. Do we have the identifier of the train?
Yeah, we know what train it is, and he would HCOM you the light train we know it's on. I am just not sure with the contacts we have where along that route it stops for that entrance. Otherwise, we could have been there ahead of time.
The third to last stop on its trip, the back cart lines up with a maintenance stop. So it is not an actual stop that a normal passenger would get off to. It looks like, from your guys' surveillance, that the guy in the last rail car uses their card to open that door to exit onto that maintenance stop.
Okay. Do we already know exactly what that stop is?
Yeah, you know about the maintenance stop there. Yeah. It requires a card to basically open those doors to get to it.
Okay. So we know what station they're going to be at. All right.
Is it that accessible? Like, say there's no train there. Would we know that's accessible to, like, walk down there and wait? Or would we need some sort of access to get there?
No. It's a maintenance stop, right? Like, have you guys been on a light rail before?
Never.
If I remember correctly, they're designed specifically for maintenance men to be able to get to those stops with the car. And, like, only then.
Correct. Yeah, so, like, there's, like, manual cars that they have or smaller ones they use for, like, if the train breaks down. But otherwise, yeah, you just have your person ride the rail, and then when it stops at its normal stop, like, the fourth cart will be lined up with the maintenance spot. So they know to get off there.
So it sounds like our best bet would be to ride the train with him and either intercept on the train if we can ID him safely. I'm not sure about what kind of security detail he may or may not have with him, or hop off with him and wait for the train to pass before he gets into that secure door.
The person you were after is not on the train.
Oh, my mistake. I thought he was on the train.
No, this is the... You've identified that there's a building that supposedly, like, a secure site, and you know this is, like, one of the main access points to it, but the person that you were after is not riding the train so far that you've seen.
Okay. We know when the guard switches, so we can tell that whoever's switching off on the guard and hopefully get in to get the guy we need to get.
Correct.
Got you. Okay, that makes sense. Do we know what kind of security features? Do they have any security features out on these light rails, or is it just walk on?
Occasionally they'll have a guard, just like one standard bond guard. Most times there's not a lot of problems or issues on light rails, but they have increased security. So there's, what is it? There's a couple more nowadays, ever since there was that heist on the light rail about 3 months ago. But those are usually kind of like standard kind of seeker units and not corporate Amon guards. Mm-hmm. So that's probably how you identified this guy, is that you could tell that there is an Amon hired guard that is getting off at this maintenance stop, which is probably what led the suspicion that this is the entry point.
Got you. Well, it sounds like our only bet is riding that train with that guard.
Obviously, the guy has to leave sometime, probably, right? Can't stay locked up there forever. But yeah, you have not seen your target on the light rail. The picture you have, Bardu Bar, is an Illican, fairly well spotted, tentacled on the head. You have pictures of him, you know what he looks like.
Yeah, I was thinking it's weird that the guy that is, like, creating the blink paths is, like, using a train to get around. But it makes more sense that that's how people get to him back and forth. Okay. So these trains, are you able to get to the maintenance car from a main car?
Yeah, if you force the door open or had the card to open the door at one of those stops, then you could definitely get off at a maintenance stop.
Do you know anyone that rides the train? Like, if there's a conductor, or if, like, the regular, whoever guard are there would have access at all that's riding the plane while we're there to that maintenance car?
Yeah, you can go ahead and give me a check to see if, or if you want to save that for a flashback, if that's a... You know, put pressure on a guy to give up a card. You have time and resources, so yeah. I mean, you could definitely find a conductor, use a flashback to kind of go back and do an intimidate, or if this is like a bribe or diplomacy to get them to open the door when you say it's ready.
I think that'd be better off for Dave to do with his connections and shipping. I don't know if I'd have the connects myself though, paying off people.
Yeah, all right. So the flashback, what I want to try to do is I want to reach, see if it's ready yet, because... After we first discussed the maintenance car on the train and getting through the doors easily and quickly, I reached out to my friend Tori, who's very, very good with computers, to make a master cracked card that treats itself like an access key, or an access key that basically will just open the train as we go without any limits. Like, it'll make the computer think that it itself is the executive card.
Yeah, so flashing back, we cut to Tori. You know, I got to do the best I can. Messing with kind of a public tech like this can get a little dangerous, but let me see what I can do. We're going to set this as a diplomacy check, as you called a check on Tori, at a DC 30. Now, the 30 is for it to have all of the access that you want. A 25 will still pass, but it'll have basically limited access. And a 20 will be a one-time use.
A 20 will be a one-time use. All right, here's hoping.
Oh
no.
So close.
Wait, no.
Did I roll a 2?
You rolled a...
It looks like you rolled a 2.
Oh, son of a... Damn, all right.
Told you the rolls weren't done yet.
Nope.
So as you reach out, you give a call, Tori picks up, and... Hey, man, I'm really sorry, you know, and you
hear... You know what? I'm bringing in my Christmas. Okay. Can I posthumously use it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Insert sleigh bells here. yeah.
Oh, so, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
yeah, as you call up Tori, at first Tori has like a panicked kind of voice going, it's like, oh, no, I'm sorry, there's a lot of shit going on. You can hear papers kind of being rustled before they kind of stop and go, no, I'll have the card. I'm going to drop it off at your location, but I have to get out of town for a bit, so it'll be at the mailbox drop in a box 27A for you to pick up whenever you're ready.
I appreciate you, and you will get a Christmas basket like everybody else. You're a fantastic person, and I really appreciate you and everything you do. Remember that.
Yeah, you can hear in the background, like, what, a door being blown off its hinges and, like, the sound of seekers coming in as they're, you know, on the ground as you hear Tori. All right, bye, Dave.
Bye. They'll be fine. All right. So, and he's, like, pulling up the notes of, like, the location you just said. And he's like, all right, we're good on the cars. Getting in and out.
Excellent. So all we have to do now is make sure we're kitted out to handle whatever troubles we may encounter once we enter that facility. D, how are you with close quarters combat?
I can make do. I'd rather be a little bit further away, but I can make do with close quarters.
Perfect. Dave, what are you packing in case we get in any trouble?
Oh, I got he reaches like in his back waistband and pulls out like an analog heavy pistol. But, like, in the handle, it looks like it is pearl and engraved that says, to Dave, happy anniversary, in very small script. And I go, I got this. And he, like, pulls out two Bazin razors. And he's like, I got these. I don't have anything else. I wasn't 100% sure what anybody else was gonna have. So I figured we could do a quick stop and shop on the way there if we needed anything.
Yeah, I should have most of the stuff you need here. Any kind of basic over-the-counter or... under the counter as we work here. Necessities. Any specialized items, though, I won't have. So we can make a stop if you guys need to get out a bit. Thank you for prepared, then. From there, I'm okay.
I wouldn't mind grabbing an extra handgun with some ammo. If you got some Krillian crossbow bolts back there, never hurts to have a few more on top of what I carry with me.
Well, if it's Krillian, we got it, and he'll hand over those for you.
I guess much the blush. Question is... that I have before we get too far into this. Are we making a choice to go in this clean?
My goal is to take him out of there and hopefully either if we cannot turn him to our cause, then we need to remove him from the equation. He's too much of a threat and an asset to Amon for us to keep him in play. I don't know if we can go in quiet per se. I'm assuming they're going to have some sort of surveillance at the door here. We don't exactly meet the profile of the people they have going in there, let alone our numbers, right? If they're expecting one guard to replace, we're coming in three deep. I think it's going to be hard to try and deceive them into that unless you guys have any ideas.
Do we have, do we know what the Amon guards look like? Their outfits and everything?
Those are common enough that, yeah, you guys would know.
Cool. I'm going to activate the quick coat and have it change into the Amon guards outfit and be like, they might not expect one guard and two people, but if we get you guys one of these things, three guards showing up wouldn't be that suspicious. Specifically since they know they're getting ready to move them.
We could probably facilitate getting a couple guard outfits here. I don't know if I can get the same fancy coat you have there.
Give me one second. And he's going to make a quick call to somebody and be like, hey, Jeremy, can you do me a quick favor and grab something for me? Yes, yeah. I need two quick coats over here at, what's the address?
He'll tell him it's the opening day of the casino. He'll be able to find the location.
Yeah, over at the casino. Yeah, we're playing a really intense game of hide and seek, and I really need to hide well. Appreciate you. Thank you. And he hangs up, and I don't know if Jeff wants me to roll something for that.
No, quick quotes are a common item, so you can definitely have those delivered, not a problem.
Sweet.
How does that quick quote work? Is it just like an actual whole jacket, or is it like a chip?
Yeah, inserts into the armor, and the base creates a thin layer of nanites that kind of redesign your clothes. So visually, they'll look fine, but like if someone comes up and touches it, they'll still feel the material underneath.
Okay. All right, then. Well, I'm pretty good here. I mostly rely on my own ancestral skills. So as far as equipment-wise, there's not much I need to bring. I'm pretty light. If we're all set to go, I think the timing's coming up. Gives it enough time to... you guys still need to stop along the way?
I'm good myself.
I think I'm good.
Perfect.
Actually, no. That is one thing I need to clarify before we head out. Bystanders.
Yes.
Oh, you got a couple of heel pins back there?
Yeah, I could probably get someone to bring that in, and he'll put bring his phone, HCOM, in front of us on his desk there, and yell, "Jamal, we need some heel pins back here, please. Give me about 5 stat," and he'll just let go of it. In a couple minutes, he'll see Jamal walk in here, and he's in full Kabuto Syndicate garb, with their Kabuto knife at his hip, like as everyone else wears in the Syndicate, and he'll drop those off without saying a word and just leave.
Thanks. Never know when things are gonna go sideways.
They tend to always go sideways with me. You just gotta be prepared. All right then, gentlemen, I think we are good to go then. What do you say we roll out?
I'm pretty ready. We gotta stop and get that key card.
Great. All right. So who wants to drive? And he'll toss the keys up in the air and see who grabs it.
Oh, I'm terrible at driving. And he catches them and hands them over to D.
All right.
Perfect.
Appreciate you.
And we'll hit the road and go to that drop point.
Yeah, heading out of the casino, leaving those bright lights behind as you guys will head down towards downtown Dustbanter, moving through the financial district, occasionally catching sight of the Amon Protectorate Division, the latest corporate heavy defense force as they are flying about the city. You can see their stained glass wings as the illusion cast by their packs gives them that pseudo-angelic look. But it seems to be an exciting night. People are out and about, enjoying drinks and festivities here. In the fashion district as you stop and pick up your card. The guy behind will have you sign for it, Dave, real quick, and then hand you the 27A box so you can get it, and you guys are back on the road.
Thank you, sir. And, yeah, as I'm in the back seat, I'm just going to start opening the box. I'm just going to pull out the card.
Yuno's back there with you. He doesn't ride in the front seat. He's too spoiled for that.
Oh, then it would have been really awkward when we both just got in the back seat. He would start getting in there and then like see that you're already sitting there and you just go, all right, and just continue on.
Room in the back if you want to sit back here with the rich kids.
Is this just like a plain looking card, like a normal looking card?
Yeah, he would not have anything special about this on a mission. He wouldn't want to draw attention.
All right, cool. The access card, is that also plain looking too?
Yeah, you can see it has a series of numbers on it. It just has kind of a generic name printed to it. No one specific, right? So it should quickly pass. If somebody were to see it, it would look like standard Amon corporate card.
Okay, cool. That is what I wanted.
Perfect. Now, do we want to hop on the train early on and scope it out for a couple stops? Or we want to hop on the one before we know where it's going to stop?
I feel like it'd be best to get on early, get familiar with it, know where the pitfall's at. See if there's anything we want to set up just in case in the last car. Do you know who's on shift today?
I'm not sure, Jeff. Do we know that?
Yeah, it looks like it should be Svetson. They rotate between about 6 guards.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's go like 3 stops ahead of time. We can check out a couple of the trains along the way there, see what we're dealing with for numbers-wise and any onlookers, and get settled.
All right. Do we have anything to... I think it'd be best to get rid of him before he gets on the car. That way we don't just have a full guard left on a train with a bunch of people.
Mm. We know what stop he's getting on? Probably.
Yeah.
We do. Okay. Well, let's go to that stop. Scout out that area here and see if we can grab him beforehand. Detain him somewhere before returning onto the... it's going to be hard. Hopefully he doesn't get there too late.
Setting up outside of the spot that he normally goes to, or normally gets on the light rail, you'll see Svetson is there. Lunch pail in... kind of offhand. He has the auto rifle on his side, though most of his clothes look more casual. It's definitely still that Amon garb, right? He's not like in the full armor, but he definitely is kitted out with kind of standard issue weaponry. And you can see he's got the, you know, HCOM handcuffs, smoke grenades kind of thing on his belt. But he seems to be on time, sitting there waiting. You can look at the platform that we're at. It looks like there's about 3 or 4 other people here waiting for the light rail as well.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool. You said there's 3 or 4 other people here?
Yeah, just other people currently on to, second or third shifts. Kind of late night.
Yeah. Okay. Does he have an HCOM on him that we can obviously see?
Yeah.
Is there a scrambler item? Like an like a small localized EMT thing?
There is a jammer. It does like a fairly large burst. 30-foot kind of radius. Okay.
Because I want to do is I want to get rid of the guard, but stop him from being able to call in.
Hmm. Any secluded areas around here at all? Probably drag him into like a washroom or something if we needed.
Yeah, there's definitely water closets, stairwells that come up to this light rail.
I think maybe I've ridden the light rail a little bit more than the two of you. And I'd say there's a lot of personnel rest points that we could get to between here and the platform. If we're looking for some place to drag someone into, that's probably the best spot. They're not likely in use most of the time. They're usually just places for drivers to wait for other drivers. So we can knock and see if somebody's in there, but probably we're not going to encounter somebody. So that's probably our best bet. Usually the people who like to drive these things like a little bit of time off camera for their breaks.
All right. I like that idea.
The problem is the witnesses, right? We need to isolate them somehow. Somehow get them away from anyone that's prying eyes.
Yeah. Happy to try making a suggestion.
No bad ideas. Go ahead.
I'm willing to try and make a suggestion to our friend, our future friend, that he come with us. Maybe one of you is better at making suggestions like that than I am.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you were saying you were suggesting an idea.
Yeah, no. My idea is the suggestion.
I think I can probably handle that. I can encourage him to attend to the washroom.
That sounds excellent.
I'll need you gentlemen to be looking as intimidating as possible, though.
That I am happy to do.
You know who's going to cast? You'll see him stand up with his coat, and he's going to shoot it out to both sides there, showing off his tattoos as he walks over. And you'll hear him mumble to himself, Kabuto Malice will give me a bonus to intimidation checks.
Alrighty.
And I'll be aiding this intimidate if I can.
I would also like to aid another in this.
So you're coming up to him on the platform.
On the
reading
platform.
This dread, this like aura of intimidation and fear. So I imagine what this would be one of those scenes where as you walk by like other people that are just out here waiting subconsciously or just naturally drift away from what is an aura of awful.
Yeah. That's the game plan, to kind of disperse them so they're like, I don't want any part of that, as I walk over to the Amon guard. And without a word, I'm going to put my hand on his shoulder and turn him around, and I'll stare into his eyes, and I will tell him, you need to come with me, or my friends here will take you elsewhere. And I'll point towards the washroom. Wow, 18, even when I roll that good? I rolled a 3. Well, we're doing great today.
All right.
I feel that.
Yeah, both of you are able to lend credence to the intimidating aura that Yuno has with the -4 to his will saves and saving throws against fear effects. The guard will forget his lunch pail and will follow you all, well, lead you all towards the restrooms.
I'm going to bend down and pick up that lunch pail and just carry it with us.
Alrighty. Yeah, it's got a fair amount of heft to it, but the guard will enter into the restroom. It is clean, well lit. Looks like there's 2 ceiling-to-floor stalls here, as though... I don't understand. What is this about? I thought all my debts were paid off.
Yuno's going to stay. As he walked to the washroom, he'll tell everyone loudly, everyone else, it's best you find another stop to get on the train. As we open the door and go in, talk to him. And I'll look at Dave and be like, do your thing. And I'll stand by the door.
I'm going to crouch down in front of him. I'm gonna look at him.
Now, Dave, just so I'm clear, you are still pretending to be an Amon guard?
No. I'm back in Hawaiian shirt mode.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understand the intimidation.
I'm a guard being a guard. Oh, man. I'm going to crouch down to him and Svetsa. I'm going to look at him and go, Svetsa, I need one really important thing from you. It'll be very easy. You don't have to do anything. And that's all I want you to do. I want you to sit in here, take a nap, eat your food. got it out there, by the way. I'm going to slide it up to him and just hang out for another 3 hours after that. And if you do that, you will get a bunch of credits, enough to wipe out any other debts you might have and any other debts anybody else might have. Think you can do that?
3 hours?
Nap, food, then 3 hours. So I need a maximum of you to stay in here for 5 hours. We're going to put a closed out of order sign on the door. When 5 hours is up, I need you to just go about your life. Quit your job, find a new job, invest, make a company, whatever you want to do. Just don't do anything for 5 hours minimum.
As you say that, you know Shin in the background is going to cast Gaze of the Cobra as his eyes turn into lidded green snake eyes and his mouth widens, exposing two razor sharp incisors. And he'll say, and you know who I am, don't you? And he'll wait for a nod or an agreement. And if he does or doesn't, he goes, in case you don't, the name's Yuno Shin. And the syndicate has vast, extending arms. We can find you and anyone you love if you do not hold to your agreement.
Okay, so with Dave's approach, as well as back this up, I'm going to say, you know, you can give an intimidate to add to Dave's diplomacy. Now, Dave, your diplomacy, we're going to put it kind of staggered like before.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed 2 hours as long as you beat DC 10, and we'll add an extra hour for every 5 beyond that.
All right.
Nice. Hey, so, finally.
Oh, sweet. That actually, 22 is just short.
So, you heard 5 hours, right? I just want to be clear.
That makes it a 26. Let's go.
Yeah, with the aid and other, that pushes that to a 26. Svetson will, yeah, I can be late once. That's fine.
Now, just so you know, there's no funny business, and I trust you. I want to clarify, like, he has no idea who I am. I am not a public face. So I just enjoy that thought a little bit more for the fact that, like, I know who he is. And I'm going to pull out my phone. What are the possibilities I could already have his banking information?
Flashback time.
Yeah, you'll have to give me a flashback.
All right, I can give you a flashback. If we already started this and we were already planning on who was going to be there and we wanted to be as thorough as possible, we would know who this guy is. And Dave being Dave, he would want to make sure that he knew what he would need most. And with it being money, like most people, he would find the easiest way to get him that payment. So he would have already had either himself or somebody else looking up his banking information for him. So he can do this one specific thing, which is set a payment on a timer.
Okay. Go ahead, and we're going to do this at a DC 20.
I got no computers, so.
Yeah.
All right, I got a 24 with that.
Perfect. Then, yeah. Svetson will look down, and here's HCOM ding.
It would be 50K. That's what I would set him.
For 50,000 credits, he definitely visually calms down a bit. You can definitely still see he's sweating, running his fingers back and forth together, because they're a little clammy with the palpable aura of fear being given off by your friend. 5 hours. That's a lot of dungeon crawl I can catch up on. Thanks.
Oh, man. You're perfectly fine. 10K for every hour. And if you stay here longer, I'll pay you more. Your choice. But remember, you have to stay here. Can't walk out. Eat your lunch. Plenty of water. I assume you have soup. I hope you have soup. Soup is good. He's going to stand up and stretch before I walk out. Just in case people haven't left, I'm changing into a maintenance outfit.
Clever. You know, we'll dispel the facial change.
I'm also going to switch to a maintenance outfit.
Alrighty. All three of you exit with what? Brown jumpers and mustaches?
You know, won't. He'll be in his normal outfit just because he's riding high on his clout.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. On time, as always, the light rail will pull up as people will get on, generally staying away from the cart, whichever cart you know is in.
Perfect. Last cart.
Couple guard right. Here will check your tickets, which you have, and before they will head back.
Perfect. All right. And he dusts his hands and goes, that was easy. Shall we go wait then for our stop?
Waiting's the hard part.
Riding the light rail. You guys do have some time before you get to the maintenance stop. You do know that there is always the risk, especially with any kind of Amon site or location like this. If an alarm gets triggered, you have basically 5 minutes till an Amon Protectorate Division member will arrive. And those are the advanced ones, the stronger units that serve specifically the corporate interest. They are not seekers, and they are fully allowed to kill on site.
Okay. Do we have an exit plan?
Yes.
Sounds like we've got a good enter plan.
It would be the same way we came in there, folks. Maintenance access is the best route out. I'm not sure about the schematics of the layout of the secure site. So if there's another XFL we could gain while we're there getting intel, we can take it. But at this point in time, the best exit is the way we came in. The only one we know of. Otherwise, we could find another way in besides this goddamn train of public service. And you'll see him, like, look around the gross public transit, making sure he's not sitting on, like, food or anything. Graffiti.
Oh, it's not that bad. It's different. Never been on one of these. And he's just, like, wiggling a little bit with every bump in the rail, like just emphasizing the off-kilter of the wheel. Just like leaning into the roll of the train. And he looks at everybody and goes, should we head back to the maintenance car and finish talking about this instead of out in the open with all these publics, as you put it?
I don't know if anyone's near us with my malice going on. But yeah, let's make our way to the back of the train. Maybe that's a bit cleaner.
Oh, it won't be. And he stands up and he walks over and pulls out the card that he had dropped off and opens it, I hope.
Hindsight now over the table. I guess we could have just taken his card. We're great at this. We're great at this. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to plan on that working. I didn't want to plan on... I like having extra steps. Plus, I don't want to get him in too much trouble. I'd rather him just, like, no call, no show, completely, without his card being used to break in and then break out.
Yes, but don't forget he's also with the enemy. He's wearing Amon collars. He made a choice.
But, I mean, to make money in this city, who's not?
The three of us?
That's fair. If we can find roof access or quick street access or something, or hell, we just get on the train and go down to one stop. We can have a ride ready.
I don't anticipate the exfil. Hopefully, if it all goes to plan, nice and quiet, we don't have to make haste on our exit. But I think with the vast amount of civilians around, we could easily disperse into a crowd.
Yeah. What is the Amon heavy guard outfit look like? And is that something the quick coat can change into?
So the quick coat could definitely look like it. Like I said, it wouldn't react the same to physical touch. But it wouldn't come with the jetpack stained glass wings that they use. So it can disguise to look like you're in the full SWAT gear they have.
All right. So here's my idea. And I want opinions from both of you. I have a thought. The best way to get in there with three guards is we have to do a quick move now because we have intel on an incident about to happen. And we want to get him to an off-site. So if something does happen, he's not part of it.
Should be easy enough since we released Steve or Sven or Stvetson or whatever that guard's name was. We can easily cover up that, letting him know that he's been relieved of duty due to the information we have pertaining to the scientist, that we have to expel him immediately for his own safety.
Which means all we gotta do is tell him we don't know if his blink gates have been compromised. We're gonna take the light trail to the next stop and then we're gonna be in an unmarked convoy to another offsite.
Yeah, I like that idea. I think we should also, like you said, change into the heavy to really sell the part and the urgency of it.
Mm-hmm.
And considering we don't have the same facial features as any of their known associates, I think that's probably on the best path there, Dave.
What if we change into scientist? Maybe at least you guys, I don't know. I probably should stick with a guard type look, but I think maybe you guys ought to play the part of scientists.
You think scientists would sell the urgency and security breach more than the specialty Amon team?
Yeah. So urgent, we gotta send the scientists themselves straight from Amon. We gotta come down here. We've gotta get into the system. I don't know. Just a thought. Throwing it out there.
We could do that with one of us, not two of us.
Yeah.
With one of us would dress... Well, to pretend to be a scientist, I feel like it might put him at ease. Like, we are doing it for all important people. Who here can bluff enough about science, though?
I failed my periodic table, so I'm no aid with that one there.
You seem to have a knack with the technology, but maybe that's just your associates. But
let's do the scientist route, where you're picking up all the important scientists on the way to offsite before we head out.
Sounds good. We could do two specialized guards and then yourself as a scientist, if you're okay with that, Dave. Put on some of that Hawaiian shirt charm of yours.
Oh, I do love this shirt. It's so nice. But it won't work for this. And then, like, he just starts, like, dusting it, and like the Hawaiian shirt just kind of blends into a long lab coat, and underneath is like a button-up shirt.
You know, we'll engage his to change into the Amon unit as he looks down, not really showing off enough skin for myself, but see how it works.
All right, we don't know where he's at because high secured facility. We also wouldn't know where he's at because high secure facility. We go in, we ask the guards to bring him down for the escort, have them lead us up to him for the escort, and lead us back out.
I think it's better if we get them to move. We could probably gain more intel if they walk us through the facility.
That sounds reasonable. I think we ask for an escort to him, and then we escort him out.
Yeah, I think if we walk in there and say we need to speak to him immediately, for his ears only, and I discuss it with the other guards due to security risks, we can go talk to him and then hopefully convince him to exfil, then get out. I think if they ask what site we're from, we just advise them we're from a black site. That's, they don't have the clearance for it. We don't have to provide much details. Try and go down that road. Do we think the scientist should do the talking, or is the scientist just another member from another site we're escorting?
I can talk a little bit if you need me to, but as somebody being escorted, I feel like I should play confused.
I like it. D, how are you with talking? Are you more of a shoot and ask questions later?
I can talk a little bit, but I'm probably more of a shoot and ask questions later.
All right. Then I guess I'll sit there and prepare to leave the train once we make that maintenance stop.
Yeah, very well. You'll ride it until it stops at the location that normally Svetson would get off. The guards that are on the rail are closer up to the front, so they won't notice as you guys swipe the card open and step out onto the maintenance platform. There's a set of concrete stairs that descends down towards the city as the light rail will continue on its way, leaving you guys kind of standing out here, looking out towards the ocean side on the west side of the city.
Oh, wait. 1 second. And he like reaches up to the glasses that he's wearing and like gives him a double tap on the side, and they go completely clear. Always got to, any good scientist has badass that. No, let's go.
Perfect. Guess we'll walk up to the access hatch. Is it like a swipe access, or is there a camera access, or how does that door work?
So from the platform, yeah, going down the cement stairs here does approach a door that has a card swiper on the left-hand side. Looks like there's a camera in the top right corner that you can see before you guys get all the way down there. But when you look over, the cement stairs seem to end basically at this platform with this, or at this lower section with the door. But there does not seem to be a hallway that extends beyond that door.
If I cast detect magic, do I see anything?
Yeah, it will ping back with conjuration magic, showing that this door is probably a blink path.
Now, over the table, do we know blink paths we need access to use, or you just step on it and it'll make the transports?
Generally, you need an Avon corporate card to be able to access them.
Dave, will your card work here?
I don't know. Jeff, will my card work here?
You did use your crit miss on it, so it isn't all access.
Yes, that's what I was hoping for. Did we see the camera before the camera would have spotted us?
Yes.
Okay, then I would have handed it to Yuno just for the fact that somebody in an Amon tactical outfit would have an access card, and it would be weird if the scientist that's not normally at this site would have a card for this. So he would be the one to badge it, and I'd hand it to him.
Let's swipe it and let D-Move go in first, followed by Dave and then myself.
Yeah, swiping it, it opens up into the brilliant white light that is the blink path, as you will be able to step through. Stepping out and onto it, basically you're coming out through like a maintenance shed on top of a three-story building that is in a completely different district. From the roof here, you can see that there are buildings on both sides. Looks like you're somewhere in the southeast in the Solene district when you guys got on somewhere close to the air ferry. So you're on the hours away on the opposite side of the city. You see kind of large piping of ventilation that comes out of this upper apartment that's on the roof of this three-story building. There's one lightly dressed Amon guard out there having a cigarette, and then we'll look over as you guys start to exit out. Your detect magic's still going. There's a extreme amount of illusion magic that is permeating from the building below you, as well as a large amount of conjuration and astral magic.
Ooh.
But the guard here will, mid-smoke, look over and see what they should see is what? One scientist and two Amon guards?
Yeah, special detail, like special tactical guards. You there, Amon special detail, take us to Ardu Bar immediately. Put that goddamn smoke out.
Who are you with? Who? Can I see some credentials? And they'll drop the smoke, but they will reach for their flashlight and to approach.
What time of day is it right now?
It is evening. Summer evening, so it's getting darker. Okay. But it is warm and comfortable out.
I'll look at him and be like, are you dense? You see the uniforms. You know we're here for a reason. And it's above your clearance. Bar now.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that intimidate check.
Can I roll to assist this?
Let's see. As the scientist?
as the scientist, I want to act like wildly nervous and scared. But like not of them. I want to be close to them and like looking around. Like I'm waiting for something to happen.
Go ahead and give me your bluff then to try to aid onto this.
Oh, damn.
I got a 31 on my bluff.
Yeah, I got a total of 33 on my intimidation check there.
I assisted the shit out of this roll.
Yeah, the guard seems a little bit worried. They're suspicious, but they're leaning on the side of keeping their job. So they will... All right, I wasn't made aware of it. Didn't mean to cause a problem. Are we trading out for Bardu?
None of your concern. We need to speak to Bar immediately. Let's get moving there, guard.
Very well. Then the three of you, as you approach here, get closer to the upper apartment. You're able to see that there's a couple other lightly dressed guards inside watching as there are two Illiken working about the same height, working on, you know, writing stuff on whiteboards. They have data pads. It isn't until they quite turn around that you can see that they both look exactly like Bardu. But the guard here will open the door, and I guess we're getting a transfer. They're here to pick up one of the Bardus. The other guards will look up as the three of you can enter, and both Bardus will look in your direction.
So, over the table, do we know that he has a twin, or is this a doppelganger of some kind?
You do not know that he had a twin or a doppelganger of some kind.
Hmm. Interesting turn of events here.
Okay. We bring both of them.
We'll look at both of them. Clear the room, please. We need to speak to both the Bars. And I'll wait till the guard leaves. Guards, if there's more than one still present.
Yeah, the one that was smoking will stepping out. The two here will stick a little bit closer to their jobs. And yeah, I'm sorry, pointing at the scientist with you. I'm not sure why you're here.
I'll look at him and think, that's the point. We're the tactical unit. We don't advertise where we go or why. We're here for a reason, and you know we're here for a reason. So you can get out of our way, or you could lose your job. And you know, I'll look over towards D, like, can you believe, like, playing up the role, but can you believe this friggin' rent-a-cop kind of vibes?
Yeah, go and give me another intimidate.
D looks back and makes a, like, a hustle motion, like a, you know your job.
Back and cocks his weapon.
So, am I bluffing to aid this, or am I intimidating to aid this?
Well, I did bluff to act it up, though.
You know, yeah, well, I guess I'm not that intimidating.
I don't know.
That was a 12.
Oh, sorry,
you know,
guys.
Got a nice 33, though, so
yeah, sorry,
we're probably okay.
We're still rusty here over the holidays.
This is where he rolls into the good cop, bad cop aspect.
And when we say bad cop, I mean just, like, incompetent, not, like, evil.
No. While, they're talking to the guard, I'm going to walk up to the... oh, God, I keep saying his name wrong in my head. It's not... What is his name?
Badu Bar,
that's it.
Bardu Bar.
Badu Bar. Fantastic, thank you. I'm going to walk up to one of them, and I'll be like, oh, so glad. Are you guys okay? They haven't came here yet, right?
They look to each other and look to you, and who? You can hear the guards behind as they kind of grumble, but they will step outside.
The rogue units. Some gangs came around and, like, they attacked my site. The tactical people came and grabbed me, and they haven't come here yet? They haven't told you what happened?
No. Plus, we have important work to do here. They look and confirm with each other, and... Are you in the Astral Infusion and Planar Gateways division?
No, I'm in the Chemical and Polythermal division. I'm over there in the materials.
Oh. Yeah, the Bardus start to get a whiff here that something's not right.
Yeah, that's what I get for rolling a 6. God dang it.
As though... What's Polythermal doing here?
You know, we'll look over to them talking and look at the scientists and say, back away, don't spill any intel. Ours, both of you, gather any immediate data you need to complete your task. We must leave this site now. There's a credible threat against the site and you two in particular. And I'll look over towards D and say, grab anything you think they may need.
Yep, I'll make to check my watch and do a quick scan, check the hallway real quick, and then do a sweep of the room and say anything you need me to carry, if it doesn't hamper my ability protect you, let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to grab notepads and stuff, but we need to get going, and I'll pull out my crossbow, not pointed at anybody, keep it pointed at the ground, but have it unholstered and in my hands. It's obvious that I am starting to feel the pressure of, you know, we got to get a move on. And I will, of course, take a look around and see if there is anything important for me to grab.
I mean, there are whiteboards with scientific calculations. There's data pads all about the area.
I'll grab some data pads.
Yeah, the Bardus would be careful with those. Freaking Amon grunts. What side are we being relocated to? And they will start to follow along. But you guys will get stopped at the door. But go ahead.
Can I roll a knowledge warp to see if I know what's would be a good sight out of the way?
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. Selene Global, the company that you help run and work for, does a lot of work with Amon, right? There are definitely black sites out in the islands outside of Kushan Bay and places like that. So it's not hard to reference a couple of, you know, what vague locations, like what making hints to spots that no specifics, but people know, right? Like,
right.
Yeah, there's an island that we can take you to that'll give you guys the privacy you need to do the work.
Right. I want to talk to him like I'm also not in the know, but I'm just kind of like bullshitting the fact I don't know. If that makes sense, like, as far as they've told me, like, they haven't told me shit, but, like, something about the islands, we have to get on, something about an islander somewhere out there, one of the unknown black sites.
Okay, yeah, with a corporate check of 27, they aren't able to sense motive past that, as they, yeah, I guess that makes sense. They'll both kind of like, I hope it's not on Thus. Yeah, Thus is the worst.
Oh.
But the guards will stop Yudo and D here, before they will ask a simple question of, I'm sure you're here for legit reasons, of course, but I have to ask, where is your identification? Corlean crossbows aren't standard issue attire here, and looking at it, not seeing any auto rifles, and I'd like to call this in while you're here so that way you guys can verify.
Do as you please, but if you're going to call in a tactical team to let the public know on possibly compromised communications, let alone our link paths, that a tactical team here is X-filling your two scientists, I think that's going to be more issues than you guys are wishing for. The tactical team is allowed to take any weapons they deem necessary for the job at hand. In this case, silence is key, and you guys prying into our business is not helpful. Should you wish to continue your jobs and be relocated to the next black site, I suggest you keep it hush-hush and give us at least a 15-minute leave before calling it in. The blink paths are compromised. How do we not know your rage comms are, or either one of you? But I'll put both hands on the desk here and like kind of lean over.
So in this, go ahead and give me a bluff check, because you did say a couple things that are untrue. and you still have the intimidate from before.
Oof.
So Sergeant O-Line here doesn't want to get in trouble, doesn't want to get these guys in trouble, but he's having a hard time now, as he's kind of like, something's off here. Now, the part that catches you up is the Bardu's behind you, and you say that the blink paths are compromised. There is that actually that anybody has with their own expertise of what compromised. They're not compromised. We've been running stats on them all day. The machine's working perfectly. Yeah, no, we have not seen a single problem with the blink paths.
The machines are not working perfectly. That's why I'm carrying a crossbow.
What are the Bardu's? Well, what's a crossbow going to do against a blink path? And they'll look at each other. God, Amon, people are so dumb.
A crossbow's going to work when the machines are not.
Ours, we just get fed intel and a task at hand. You want to talk about schematics and all your little science mumbo-jumbo? Wait till we're on site. But we need to get you safe first, so our jobs are secure.
All right, Sergeant Olan here is going to step over and pull out their HCOM.
Ooh. Now's where I want to pull out my jammer.
Yeah, give it down.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and activate that real quick.
Yeah, go and give me a sleight of hand.
All right, 35.
All right, with 35, yeah, you're able to activate and turn that on from within. This is still going to put them a little bit on a very suspicious path. As Sergeant Olin steps aside, uses HCOM, and all of a sudden everything kind of cuts out. He will call out to the other guards, as well as you guys, to, we need to take defensive positions. Something's happening. HCOM seemed to be down. Can you guys reach out? The other guards, of course, would check their comms, and no, mine's down too. Yeah, I can't seem to see anything.
Yeah, I'm going to pull out mine.
Yeah, Yuno would say, this is exactly how the last site was hit. You know, look over towards D. Number two, you got the rear. Open the front door, we're out. And I'll go to leave.
I move to the rear.
I'm going to step in the middle softly behind the other doctors, the Bardabars. Yeah. Now I understand why the name Dave was so weird in this world.
I'm sorry, Dave.
I can't do that.
So the guards then, though they don't see, they don't notice you obviously activate the jammer. The Bardus, though they don't suspect anything's up with the blink pads, they're also used to being escorted by guards. This isn't their place to argue. Sergeant Olana here would be like, I don't like the idea of abandoning the site, considering what we're standing on, but our job here was to protect the Bardus, so lead away and we're going to follow you through.
You've been retasked. The Bars are with us. You are not coming with us to the secure site. You could be compromised as well. They obviously know the location of this site and the layout if they're already attacked. You're lucky I don't dispose of you here and now to save us the hassle. Defend the site till a cleanup crew's here. Those are your new orders.
All right, that one will be a little bit more of a tough sell.
No.
Because if you thought they were compromised, you would have taken them out, right?
Well, we don't have proof, so I'm not going to go take them out.
Actually, I want to do a quick bluff real quick. I want to try this out. I want to look at Juno and be like, wait. Didn't we... You're not going to have them escort us to the convoy like last time?
No. Last time you guys were hit before we got there. Now we're hit while we're present. It seems like they're after these two. They could be a decoy. At the very least, they could do their job and protect the site.
What do you want me to roll to, like, try to convince them of that? Bluff again?
Yeah. Go ahead and give me one more bluff.
Oh, be good. It was not good. It was an 18. I rolled a 3. Oh, no. I hope theirs is worse.
I'm going to look at my... Make to look at my watch again and say, guys, we got to move. We can't stay and argue. Let's get down and out of here. If these guys are willing to do their job and stay and defend the site, great. Otherwise, we'll figure it out on the way.
All three of you can give me a sense motive check.
All right.
You know, fully enveloped in his role is not paying attention. Dave, you're kind of like, you're looking around and this is starting to feel a little odd. Like the guards are being intentionally dull. And D, with that 24, you can see that the guard that was smoking before, in his right hand, he does have his auto rifle. Left hand, similar to Dave, seems to have his hand in his pocket. You get the feeling that they're burning time.
You guys not here? The site is under attack. We need to move. We'll move. Let's get out of here. I'm going to start pushing from the back. And if people don't start moving, I'm going to lift up the crossbow, and say, I said move.
You know, we'll say, you heard the man.
One of the guards here. No, not a problem. Then let's get the rest of the stuff for the Bardus then so you can move them, okay?
I'll look at them. You guys secure it here. We're moving light and quick.
We already asked to gather up stuff. If you've got something else you need to bring, get it through the blink gate after us and we'll take it. But we are off and moving right now.
Dave is just going to like hunch over a little bit, like try to make his profile a little bit smaller. And just follow behind with the Bardus.
The guard here will try one more time to slow you down. Hey, you never did show us that identification. You got something for us, sir? As they'll look at you now.
I don't repeat myself, and I'll walk through the door.
Do we need a badge out, just like we badged in?
Yeah, you'll swipe the card basically at the maintenance shed.
Yeah.
But they will, as you guys then head towards the gates. The three here watching. The one who smokes will run inside while Sergeant Olan continues to watch from out here. The one that was smoking for will come running out. Like, oh, hold on. You guys forgot. You guys have some of this, some of your work that you were still working on here? And we'll hand a bag over to you, Dave.
I'm going to take the bag. I'm going to look inside it.
Data pads, paperwork, looks like a bunch of just like random stuff from the desk.
Cool. All right. I'm just going to take a quick glance and be like, all right. And then
give me a perception check. Else.
Oh, I already assumed there's something being stuck in here to track. This is going in the garbage can the second we step outside. 13. Oh, wow. Right. That's low.
I'll take that. So, taking the bag from Dave, since after all, I was carrying stuff out and taking a quick look in it myself. 26 perception.
Yeah, you can definitely see that there is a tracker in there.
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and flip through things and say, looks like everything's a little bit jumbled. We'll put it back together later. And I'm going to try and just palm the tracker, not to throw it out, but just to get it out of the bag so that I've got it directly on me for use later. And I'm imagining you're going to want to sleight of hand for that.
I will.
when I remember how to spell sleight of hand, I will give you one. All right. Yeah, well, maybe not the smoothest, but not the worst.
Rolled a 13.
So there's no doubt in your mind as you, somewhere between a crossbow and bags and trying to get this out of there subtly, it just doesn't come across, right? It's very clear as you reach in and grab it and put it in your pocket. The guards watch, though. You'd hear the static go off on one of their HCOMs as nothing kind of comes in, but looks like it was trying to ping from it. But as you guys go through the door, you will see the stained glass wings approaching and lowering onto the roof. As you guys going through it, we'll hear, they got the Bardus. They're going through the gate.
I am going to raise my crossbow and make sure that everybody does go through the gate. Everybody being the three of us and the Bardus.
Now, do they arrive when we travel through the gate, or are we just going through the door to get to the gate?
You're going through the door to go back to the concrete platform you were at.
Perfect. I think I'll be the last one out. And do we see that them land? Like, we know we're getting chased now?
So yeah, you would see, there'd just be one of them as okay. They would land. See the faint aura, their hard light shield that manifests as a halo, their stained glass wings. They have the auto rifles on both hips as they land. And the guards here will yell that they're taking the Bardus. But if you're the last one through, then yeah, you'd see this APD member start to draw both auto rifles and heading towards the blink gate.
You'll see Yuno look back, smirk as he yells, flashbang, and cast daze. We're going through the blink gate.
I apologize. Actually, the daze will not work. He's not under 4 hit die.
Oh no.
Okay. So you cast daze and the spell strikes against it. The APD will fire back before you step through the gate. But the five of you are now standing at the base of those concrete stairs, the camera above you. As you push through into the blink gates, the Bardu's now a bit more confused as to what's going on. You know, you've probably got maybe a round or two until the APD comes through this gate.
What knowledge would it be to know if I disable this side, like the card scanner of this side for the blink gate to activate, would that also stop it on the other side?
Yeah, you can disable a doorway on the opposing side and basically shuts off the path between them, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're trying to disable this device here in under 6 seconds, we're looking for a DC 25.
DC 25. All right. Here's open. 21. You know what? Not enough.
Yeah, and Critmas is already used earlier.
In that case, I'm going to pull out my gun, just shoot it. No, I'm not going to shoot it. That'd be too loud to draw a bunch of attention. I'll just use the butt of the gun and break it. Would I know that that would work? That's what I'm curious about.
We're putting it basically kind of the same thing. I mean, that's still trying to disable the device. Because, 6 seconds, you slam it, you break the panel, but it doesn't break the machine.
Yeah, you're right.
I am taking this opportunity to aim at where I believe a head would be.
I think we're more concerned about APD showing up because they got more numbers than one guy, though. Like, they already know where we went to, so APD's coming to our location regardless of what happens to the door.
Oh, yeah. That's why we have to get going.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know how to fix that. I can't disable it. All right, let's go. I don't have anything that just gives me here's a free plus four.
What are you guys doing with one round before this APD comes through?
Okay. Is a text considered the same thing as a talk for free action?
I mean, I'd say a quick text, go for it. If it's something that's going to be longer, I'd say use a swift action. If you're going to try to explain to someone on Reddit how they're wrong, I'd probably say it's a full round.
No. This is me sending the text saying, get us now.
Same timing rules as before. We'll set it at that DC 20.
Knowledge, computers, background. Let's go 24.
Excellent. You'll get the ping back saying at location.
Fantastic. All right. We got to go. They're waiting for us. Which, if I remember correctly, I had set up to be like the next stop off the train. Is we just go right down and then there's a fleet of regular cars just ready to pick us up and drive us out. Not a fleet, but like a small convoy of the same style cars.
To the vehicles, then.
Around to get up to the top here, as you guys get back to the maintenance platform, you'd hear the clang of metal on cement at the bottom of the stairs there. You guys have the ladder to go down, which should take a couple rounds, unless you guys have anything else, any tricks or anything you can do. I believe the Bardus here are also going to have to climb down, as they will, of course, be asking at this point, like, who do you work for? Where are we going? Clearly not Amon. Nah, they're not stupid enough to be Amon.
as they're moving down, I'm going to look down at them. We can talk in future employment later. We just got to get going.
I'm going to continue trying to keep facing the blink gate, but also get to the stairs. And I'm going to either be the last one down, or if Yuno is going to insist on being the last one, then I will go right before him.
D, go ahead and take your ready to action then if you want, because you will see the APD come through at the base of the stairs as they walk up holding a auto rifle in one hand, ready to shoot.
All right. Well, given that they are ready to shoot, I am going to do my thing, which is shooting first and asking questions later.
Alrighty.
All right. So that's my shot. 28.
Yeah, 28 will hit.
All right. Looks like I'm going to do 7 damage on that.
A strong thud into the APD's armor as it levels off the auto rifle at you and opens fire back with a 22.
22 will hit.
Doing 17 points of damage.
Oof. All right. Well,
you guys will watch as D catches some flak as the auto rifle begins to spray bullets up the stairs as you guys are starting to climb down the ladder.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down the ladder as soon as it's clear. I don't know. I guess, you know, I'm already engaged in combat. So the question is everybody else getting down the ladder before a second shot, before either I can pull off a second shot or the other guy can pull off a second shot?
All four of you double moving down the ladder, it's still going to be a whole nother round.
Okay, then I'm going to try and pull off another shot, which I guess means at least I'm doing an initiative.
Yeah, I mean, if everybody else is going down the ladder, then it's just you and me doing initiative for combat stuff.
Okay, is that what everybody else is doing?
Yeah, we're all going down the ladder, so if it's just you two, might not need initiative at this point.
Yeah, so David, you hit the ground, let them know that you were ready for pickup. You're able to have the fleet of cars start to turn around to head your direction as the Bardus are coming down behind you. You know, you would go around the corner and start clanging down the ladder as you see D still engaged in combat here. But D, it is your turn. The APD is now drawing the other auto rifle, so he has one in each hand, leveling them towards you.
All right, I'm going to take my minus one on to hit for plus two to damage. And that is a crit.
That is a crit. And that is a confirmation.
Ooh.
So that is 7 on the first and an 11 on the second for damage.
Excellent. That is a hefty amount. The crossbow bolt will impale into the side of him as the agent kind of hesitates on that step up, but still continues to march forward. They're going to fire once with each hand. First shot with a 32, second shot with a 30.
That was hit.
You'll take 16 from the first one and 16 from the second one.
Oof. All right, I'm going to start making my way down the ladder now.
The rest of you will be down at the bottom. As you can see, D is still on the ladder. When the APD agent gets to the top and can look down and see you all.
If I see him, I will look up at him and cast Box 3. The cast magic missile.
I love the extra names.
Alrighty. You'll strike him for 9 points of force damage as you fire 3 magic missiles at him. From here, he will take his 2 last shots as you guys are, Dave's getting into a car, Bardus are getting into a vehicle. Are you guys all getting into the same one, or are you taking separate ones?
Oh, I would yell at them.
Whatever's closest at this point.
Dave and the Bardus would get in one car, and as we're getting ready to leave, I would yell out to them of take one of the other sedans. They will drive you to where you want to go.
I'll be hopping in with Dave and the Bardus.
Well, I guess I'm in another sedan with my own heel pin. In bad shape.
Yeah.
He's just going to do one. As he will jump down, you'll see his large stained glass wings spread out as it slows his descent. But he'll take the one shot at Yuno here as a bleeding D will get into one of the other sedans with a 26.
That hits.
All right, and 17 on Yuno.
Perfect.
So glad he's not dead. I'd feel like a dick.
But with spray of bullets, the vehicles start taking off into the city. Now, because all these missions are happening over the course of 2 days, unless you have some magic effects or something, damage will carry over to other missions. But for now, you guys will drive off into the city.
As it calms down in the car, Yuno will sit down and look at the bars as he drops his guys and smirks. Be like, and look at them both and say, if you don't know who I am Yuno Shin. And do I have a proposition for you? And he'll leave it at that.
Perfect. And that's where we will end the session.
All right.
I thought we were going to die. I'm not going to lie.
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe, share, all that jazz, you know it. Our intro and outro are from Nihilor, Everything Breaks. You also heard Amakasi with Lounge Bar, as well as Begench Bekeju with Neon City. Our sound effects are by Pixabay. Alright, hope you're doing okay out there. Have a good one. Bye!